Hundreds of people marched through Bhopal, India, with torches before dawn today to mark the 25th anniversary of the world's worst industrial disaster and demand the cleanup of toxic chemicals they say still contaminate the Indian city's soil and water. Early on December 3, 1984, a pesticide plant run by Union Carbide spewed roughly 40 tons of deadly methyl isocyanate gas into the city's air, quickly killing about 4,000 people. The lingering effects of the poison raised the death toll to about 15,000 over the next few years, with 600,000 people made ill. The Archbishop of Bhopal, Leo Cornelio, says that 25 years later, the world still needs to learn the lesson of the Bhopal disaster.
The consequence is seen in their children. The parents who suffered, their children have somehow or other the effect of it. One thing I would say, on the international level, sometimes the human lives and values are relative, it looks. Because if this disaster had taken place somewhere in a developed country, probably it would have been a big affair and the whole world would have sat up and taken notice. This happened in one corner here in this particular place 25 years ago, and that time, of course, India was still in the developing stage, and then it has not made that much impact. A lot of lives were lost, and then that kind of injustice we see in the underdeveloped world, the developing world, then developed world. There is a difference in the whole consideration. Much depends on how powerfully that voice can be carried on. So the lesson for the whole world would be that no matter what happens, where it happens, what is important is human beings, the value of human life is the same. We need to somehow give due value and help people to alleviate the pain of the poor people, particularly who don't have a voice of their own. But we who are able to, we should give voice to them and try to see that justice is done to them.